Psalm 3 and Psalm 4 in the Hebrew should probably be read conjointly or together. Psalm 3 looks at a morning prayer, and Psalm 4 an evening prayer. It begins in verse 1, Lamseach ben Ginot Mizmor le David. Notice, for the chief musician on the Neginot, Mizmor le David, a psalm belonging to David. Lam Natseach, we have the Lamed, inseparable preposition, to the preeminent one, or leader. Men Natseach is from the root Natsach, to lead or be preeminent. Notice it's a PL participle, masculine singular from Natsach. Notice the mem prefix in the Shiva Pathak, doubling of the Tzadi, indicative of a PL participial form. To the leader with the stringed music or stringed instruments. And then, Mizmor le David, it's a psalm belonging to David. Mizmor is just the noun meaning song. And Neginot is from is the feminine plural with the ot ending, with the bait prefix, meaning the bait of accompaniment, the inseparable preposition here, le David, belonging to David, and this could be a lamed actoris, a lamed of authorship. So we begin in verse 2, Vikur'i aneni Elohei tzidki. When I call, answer me, God of my righteousness. Notice the bait here is the inseparable preposition from the root kara, to call. And notice kara, kor'i, in my calling. Here we have an infinitive construct, a co-infinitive construct with the pronominal suffix, first person singular in the e. So in my calling, aneni, answer me. Notice ana means to answer, and aneni, you have your pronominal suffix, first person singular in the e. So when I call, answer me. He is asking God to hear him, to answer him. Elohei, God of my righteousness. Notice Elohei is your plural noun in construct with the tseriyod, with tzidki, tzedek, meaning righteousness. Tzid, with the kaf here, is in construct with e, the pronominal suffix, first person singular. So when I call, answer me, God of my deliverance, my righteousness. And here, it looks at no doubt how God is going to be right and just in delivering him from the distress that he's in. You set me free, or you who have enlarged for me in distress. Batsar, notice the ba is simply your preposition, and sar is a noun meaning distress or straits. So in straits, hirhaftali, you have literally enlarged to me. Notice the root rahav is the verb to make broad. So in my narrowness of distress, I feel like I'm hemmed in. God is now going to enlarge a way, opening like a hole for him to escape. You almost think of a football game, and there is an enlarged place made by, let's say, the linemen, so that the back people in the back field can run through. A hole is prepared, or a broad space. And the root here of this word is hirhafta, from rahab, to make enlarge. And notice it's a hifil, a perfect second masculine singular from rahab. And li is just your pronominal suffix, or your inseparable preposition with your pronominal suffix in the hirgyot. So in distress, you please make an enlargement for me. You didst enlarge me, or make an enlargement, looking at what God has done. And notice he then says, be gracious unto me, chaneni ushma tefilati. He's anticipating the Lord making a way of escape in the strait that he's in, no doubt from the pursuit of those that were his enemies. And so chaneni is the root chanan, to be gracious. And notice we have here a PL imperative from chanan with a pronominal suffix, first person singular. So be gracious to me, ushma, and hear my prayer. U is just your conjunction, and shema is simply to hear or give attention to from shema. It's a cal imperative, second masculine singular from shema. So hear tefilati, my prayer. Tefilah means prayer, and tefilat is the noun and construct with the hirig yod, the pronominal suffix, first person singular. So hear my prayer. He has confidence that God is going to provide a wide place of escape, and he's calling on him to answer, to hear, to give attention to his prayer. And we all do this. We want the Lord to be gracious to us. We want him to hear our prayer. And often we feel in straits, as it were, spiritually speaking. But the good news is, he is a God who enlarges a space in the midst of this kind of feeling hemmed in by narrowness. God is going to make a way of escape. And he does that for all of us in different areas of life where we feel hemmed in by suffering, or by physical problems or financial difficulties. And it's good to know that the Lord will hear our prayer and help us. And so we go on. B'nei ish. Ad me chavodi liklima. O sons of men, how long shall you put my glory to shame? Or how long shall my glory be put to shame, be put, placed to shame, is understood here. Notice b'nei ish is the noun ben, meaning son. B'nei meaning sons of men. Notice the seriyog is from banim. It's a plural noun in construct, masculine, with ish. So sons of men. Ad me is translated until what, or literally how long. Probably we would render it chavodi. Chavodi is from the noun kavod, meaning glory. And hirik yod at the end of it is a first person pronominal suffix. So how long my glory, literally, to shame. And kelima means reproach or ignominy. Reproach would be a good way to put it. So how long are you going to put my glory, my dignity, to shame? And this could be a reference to David when he was actually facing Absalom and the revolt against Absalom. That possibly is the context, which can be applied to anyone. One's personal dignity is humiliated in what happens sometimes. And if we want to take it as Absalom and his rebellion against David, then the sons of men would be addressing those who are part of that rebellion. How long will you put my dignity to shame? Te'ahavun rik. You love that which is false, that which is vain. And then he goes on to say, Tevakshu hazav. You seek after a lie. As we look at this, notice te'ahavun is from the root ahav, to love. And we have a cow imperfect second person plural from, notice the un, you love, the plural ending with the nun ending added to it. So you love rik, that which is false, emptiness, or vanity, we could translate it. Tevakshu chazav, you seek a lie. Notice, tevakshu is from the root bakash, to seek. And here we have a shava pathak, doubling, shava pathak, I should say, indicative of a PL stem. So you love that which is a lie. You love a lie. This is again a cal or a PL imperfect second person plural from bakash, to seek. So you seek chazav, a lie. Noun, meaning simply that which is untrue or falsehood. And it's a deceitful kind of falsehood. If we take it as Absalom trying to become the king and those who are trying to make him to be king, that's a falsehood that won't happen. And so there is this statement that you love that which is wrong. It's not going to come to pass. And Selah, we're not sure what Selah means. It could mean simply lift up the melody or a pause of some sort. We don't know. So basically, there is the appeal to God for help against a possible revolt against David. And we all need to pray to the Lord for help in life. Against Satan's attacks on the believer. We all face it at different times in life, well, throughout life, really. And notice it goes on, Uda'u ki hifla Adonai chasid lo. But know that the Lord has set apart the godly man, the chasid, for himself. U de'u, u is just your conjunction, and de'u is from the root yada. And notice, de'u is an imperative, a cow imperative, second person plural from yada. This is a pe-yod verb where the yod has elided or dropped out in this imperatival form. So know that the Lord has set apart. Hifla is from the root pala, to set apart. And notice the hey prefix with the hirik is showing that we have a hifil perfect, a third person singular from pala, to make separate or set apart. So they'll know that the Lord has set apart. Chasid means the godly or pious person that loves him. In this case, it could have been King David, for himself. Lo is your inseparable preposition followed by the third masculine singular pronominal suffix. So they're to know that the godly person the person who really loves the Lord and lives a pious life, which in this case could have been David, the Lord has set apart as his own to protect him, to be with him. And the Lord wants to do that for all believers who are willing to love the Lord with all their heart, soul, and mind. And then he goes on, the Lord will hear when I call unto him. Adonai yishma bekor'i elav. Notice again we have the tetragrammaton, yod hey vav hey, followed by yishma, which is the cow imperfect third person singular from shama. Notice the final pothok vowel before the ayin is here because the ayin prefers a pothok before it. So the Lord will hear when I call, bekor'i elav. Here again we have the bait, the inseparable preposition, and then the infinitive construct from kara with a pronominal suffix, first person singular, the cow infinitive construct. When I call, elav, unto him. El is the preposition followed by the preposition, or followed by the personal pronoun, third masculine singular, in the vav, in av, I should say. Notice, alai always takes that plural kind of ending, suffix ending, with a pothok yod, except here it has a comma, it's because it's in pause. So, the Lord will hear when I call unto him. He is confident, since he loves the Lord, that his prayer will be answered. The Lord will hear his prayer and give him the victory over this distress that he's in. If it's Solomon, or excuse me, if it's David and Absalom, the Lord is... David is confident that the Lord will hear his prayer and give him the victory over this revolt that's going on. And therefore, we now have an address to those that are causing David's discomfort. That is, those that are seeking to overthrow his kingship or who are seeking to oppress him. If it is Absalom and those that are following him in this revolt, it says, it's in verse 5, Rigzu ba'al techatu imru bilvavchem al mishkavchem udamu selah. Tremble, ragaz, meaning to tremble. Notice, it's, if it is addressing David's enemies at this point who are in the rebellion, it means to quake or to tremble from ragaz. It can be used sometimes like an earthquake, trembling. So if you are opposing me, David is saying, tremble velo techatahu, and do not sin. Notice chata means to sin, and here we have a cow imperfect second person plural from chata. Notice the segol is here in the tav because of the chate segol in the chet, or under the chet. So do not sin, imru, and say in your heart. Imru is a cow imperative second person plural from amar, and it means to meditate, literally commune in your heart. For example, on your bed, give thought to what you're doing and stop this rebellion, seems to be the idea. Vilvavchem, in your heart or in your mind. Notice the bait here is your preposition. Levav is the noun meaning heart, and chem is your pronominal suffix, second person plural. meaning your heart. So say in your heart. And this is another way in the Hebrew idea of simply speak to your conscience. Think in your conscience upon your bed. Al mishkavchem. Notice mishkav means bed, and chem is your pronominal suffix, second person plural. Mishkav is just the noun, meaning bed, and al is the preposition upon. So upon your bed, vedumu sela, and be still. Notice ve is just your conjunction. Domu is from damam, to be still, or to be silent. The final mem has, by reverse assimilation, gone back into the middle mem, and that's why we have the doggish forte here. And the O with the U is showing that we're looking at a cow imperative, second person plural. So, be silent, Selah. So, when you're on your bed at night and you're thinking, commune in your heart, in your conscience, and stop this revolt, seems to be the idea. Selah. And there's again either a lift up or a break, a pause. And so David's enemies, if we take it to be Absalom, what is going on is to basically stop the revolt, the psalmist is saying. And quake, and don't go on sinning, and commune in your heart, and be silent. Stop what you're doing against the king. And then, as we come to verse 6, they're to offer sacrifices and put their trust in the Lord. Notice it says, Zivchu, Zivche Tzedek, offer the sacrifices of righteousness, Uvitchu El Adonat, and trust in the Lord. Here we have Zivchu from Zavach, to sacrifice. It's a cow imperative second person plural from Zavach, and Zivche is from Zavach, meaning a sacrifice, and the Hirik Yod, or the Tzeri Yod, puts it into a construct plural, masculine plural, with Tzedek. So sacrifice, and here we have a cognate, accusative, the sacrifices of Tzedek, of righteousness. Again, we have the plural noun, Tzivche, in construct with Tzedek, meaning righteousness. And so they're to offer the kind of sacrifices that will stop the rebellion and that would have a pure motive of real repentance from what they're doing, if this context for the psalm is accepted, that Absalom and those that support his revolt should stop this and offer sacrifices with a pure heart, and with a heart that really has repented, and trust unto the Lord. Uvitchu el Adonai. Betach means to trust, and vitchu then would be simply your cow imperative second person plural from batach el Adonai, to trust, that is trust or put confidence unto the Lord. So this is addressed, it seems to be, to the those that are doing the rebellion, to stop the rebellion. And then the psalmist comes back and puts his confidence in the Lord for what God, for what the Lord is going to do and how he's going to provide deliverance. Notice he says, Rabim omrim, mi yareini to. Many are they who say, who will show? Or, oh, that we could see good. Oh, that we might see that which is good. And notice the next phrase, Nisa, lift upon us the light of your face, or shine upon us, or lift the light of your face upon us. Nisa aleinu ur panecha, Selah. Notice nisa means to lift up. It's the, as we're looking at it, it's the cow imperative, second person singular from nasa. But before we get to that, notice rabim, many will say, notice rabim is the adjective meaning many ones. It's masculine plural from rabba. Many ones, omrim, are saying. Notice omrim is from amar. It is the cow active participle masculine plural with the o vowel and the im ending. Many are saying, oh, that we could see some good. Me here could possibly be rendered, instead of, oh, who will show us that which is good, is literally the way we should probably translate this. Me is your pronoun, meaning who, and yareinu is from ra'a, to show. And notice we have a pathak followed by a seven. This is a lamed hay verb where the hay has elided. And we're looking at a hifil imperfect third masculine singular from ra'a with the new suffix, which is your first common plural pronominal suffix. So who will cause us to see that which is good, tov, that which is a good thing, adjective meaning good. And basically, it looks like the context here is that people are saying, who's going to show us that which is good? And this could be looking at those who have gone in rebellion following Absalom, or it could simply be a reference to many in similar straits who might say, who will show us that which is good? And so in the midst of that, there is a prayer, lift up, nesa, aleinu, upon us, light, the light of your face, O Lord. Nesa is your cow imperative, second masculine singular from nasa, meaning to lift up. And aleinu is the, from al, the preposition, and einu is your pronominal suffix, first common plural. So lift up upon us, or the light, or is a noun meaning light, and it's in construct with panecha. Panayim means face, and pane, and notice, is a plural noun in construct with cha. So lift up upon us the light of your face, O Lord. Here we have a like a vocative of address. So this reminds us of the Aaronic benediction. Yivurecha Adonai v'yishmurecha, Ya'er Adonai panav alecha vihu necha, Yisa Adonai panav alecha v'yasein lecha shalom. May the Lord bless you and keep you. May the Lord lift up his face to you and be gracious to you. May the Lord lift up his countenance toward you and place shalom or peace to you. So here we have a reference to that benediction. And this is the prayer of many who are looking for help for God's good. And yet, in the midst of that, the psalmist is confident that the Lord has heard his prayer, and so he's going to express that confidence in the next verses. Notice he says, Natata simcha vilibi, you have given joy in my heart. Me'et deganam v'tirosham rabu, more than their corn or their new wine when it is increased. More than that, more than that they can increase more than when their wine, excuse me, more than when their corn and wine are increased. Notice natata is your cow perfect second masculine singular from natan. Here we have a pay noon and a final noon verb where the noon has assimilated into the ta. So natanta becomes natata with the doubling of the ta by the final noon assimilation of this verb. You have given simcha, joy, in my heart. Simcha means joy, and notice belevi means in my heart. That is your preposition. Libi means my heart. Lev is the noun for heart. Lib is in construct. Cal, just excuse me, it's a noun in construct with e, the pronominal suffix, first person singular. So you have given gladness in my heart. And here we have a comparative use of the mem. More, me'et, min, is literally meaning from, but it can also have a comparative use, meaning more than. The noon has elided because the ayin could not take a doubling, and so we have compensatory lengthening, historically, under the min 8 becoming may 8. So more than deganam, dagan means corn. And notice deganam, am is your pronominal suffix, third person masculine plural. So more than their corn, vetirosham, and their new wine. Notice tirosh means wine, and am is your pronominal suffix, third masculine plural. Rabu are increased or become many from rabab. Notice it geminates the middle radical to a second bait, but that final bait has assimilated by reverse assimilation back into the bait. So they have become many. What he's really saying is, you have given joy in my heart more than their corn and their new wine that have become much or many. He wants to and has experienced God's joy, which he has given, which is much superior to physical blessings, to their corn and their new wine. One of the most important things we need to seek from the Lord is his gladness that he puts in our heart, which is much more valuable than any kind of material or abundant material harvest that we might have. And so because of that, he then says, Bishalom yachdav eshkava ve'ishan. What a beautiful, beautiful verse. Ki ata Adonai levadad lavetach toshiveni. In peace, together, in peace, will I lie down, will I both, together, will I lie down and sleep. Notice, beth is your preposition meaning in, shalom is the noun meaning peace, wonderful noun, wholeness, yachdav, in peace, will I lie down, literally, together. In other words, sleep and lying down are going to go together. So in peace together, sometimes we can lie down but not sleep. So he's going to be able to sleep well. So in peace together, eshkava, I will lie down, from shakav, to lie down. Notice this is a cow imperfect, first common singular, from shakav. So I will lie down, the ishan, and I will sleep. Notice vet is just your conjunction, and the ishan is from yashan, to keep, or to sleep. And notice the aleph is a first person singular suffix. So, and by the way, yashan historically, no doubt, was a historically pei yod verb, because that yod is retained here. So I will together lie down and I will sleep. Why? Ki ata Adonai levadad, for you, O Lord, alone. Levadad, for isolation or alone. Actually, levadad means alone. You alone will cause this to happen. Notice ata is your personal pronoun, second masculine singular, and ki is giving the cause as to why he will be able to lie down and sleep. For you, O Lord, alone, lavetach, securely, you make me to dwell securely. Literally, security, literally. But we could just translate this securely. Here we have two adverbial uses of this word. You will cause me alone, securely, to lie down. Notice toshiveni is from yashav, which means to lie down, which means to dwell. You will cause me to dwell securely. Notice what we have here in toshiveni is a hifil imperfect, second masculine singular from yashav, and then ein is a hinge, and e is your pronominal suffix, first person singular. For so you, O Lord, cause me to dwell in safety, you alone. In other words, the Lord is the key as to why he's able to feel secure. He's able to lie down, and he's really relies upon the Lord for his safety. He alone causes him to lie down in safety. What a beautiful text here in the fear of what could be happening to David in this revolt. He's able to get a good night's sleep, for the Lord is his security, and he causes him to lie down in security because he alone is able to take care of him in the midst of what's going on and bring safety to him. So he's relying upon the Lord for his help. And in life, as we think about this great psalm, it can be an evening prayer that there are times when every Christian will feel hemmed in with the stresses of life. But the good news is the Lord is the one who gives us the feeling and the security of safety. He alone is the one that we are to rely upon, and we can have the assurance that he can put gladness in our hearts then, more than all the material gain in the world, because he's the assurance of our satisfaction and joy, and can cause us to sleep as well as lie down and feel safe in his arms. I'm reminded as Christians of the great text in Romans chapter 8 that nothing can ever sever us from the love of God which is in Jesus Christ our Lord. The Lord loves his sheep. He knows them all by name. And so, as believers in Jesus, as we look at the New Testament, we can trust his assuring presence to be with us. And we can feel secure in that. And he has said, "Lo, I am with you always, even unto the end of the age."